Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The first baseman, George Altman. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Byron Brown. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting 8th. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Robin Roberts. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Kessinger steals second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hundley for a passed ball. Morgan moves to second. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beckert moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Bateman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts bunts towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Bateman moves to second. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into right field. Brown picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brown. Bateman scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 1-0, Astros. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball four. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrison strikes out. There goes Nicholson. The throw from Hundley to second, and Nicholson is out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Altman moves to third. Williams moves to second. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 0 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Brown reaches second base with a double. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive towards first. Harrison catches it and throws to second to double up Brown. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morgan is hit by the pitch. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Nicholson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Astros. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrison moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Harrison trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball into Hundley, who tags Harrison, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Staub moves to second. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards first. Altman scoops it up and throws to first, with Heft covering, for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Lillis now playing shortstop. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs nothing. the Astros will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Nicholson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Altman scoops it up and throws to first, with Heft covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.